Recording in progress.
Did you hear that, Zoe? We're making progress.
Yay, that's good.
How's your Thursday so far?
I mean, it's sunshiny and I cannot complain about any sunshine.
Have you had a chance to actually sit in any of this sunshine, though?
No.
This is where the smokers win, right? I forgot. How's the not smoking going? I didn't even think of that.
It's going good. I think as the weather starts to get nicer, I might just like tell the people to invite me out for a smoke and just go stand out there with them, but just kind of enjoy the sunshine.
Remember that episode of Friends where Rachel gets a job and her boss and, you know, boss's assistant, they're both smokers. So, of course, Rachel's like, yeah, sure, I smoke. I'll come, because that's where all the good gossip happens, right?
And
all the good
information. Yeah, that's like the new, or not really new, but it's the water jug talk for sure.
As we record this, it is 8, high of 9 today. Gonna be a little chilly, down to -5 tonight. Why am I doing the forecast? Finn's here. Sorry, Finn. Stepping on some toes. I'm gonna get in trouble with the young man. I don't want that. Okay, let me revise the forecast. Here's what I do know. Petit Bill's Bistro are setting up their patio as we speak.
Oh, it's patio season.
I know. I know. And if you've got a patio with room for one Zoe and one milkman, we'd love to show up with our microphones and do this podcast from your patio or balcony or sunroom or
show off the cool cocktails you might have, or
you got a deck on the river, etc. Speaking of cocktails. Okay, you want to get to this right now?
Sure.
All right. It's sunny today. Maybe you're going to head home after work and make yourself a cocktail. What's your go-to, Zoe?
Amaretto sours.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Or Aperol spritzes. I do like them.
Fancy. Okay. I typically would answer Pink Whitney, although I'm trying to cut that out. The sugar in Pink Whitney is killing me. So maybe a nice little whiskey, Crown Royal, maybe Jack Daniels. Well, here are some of the weirdest drinks from around the world. Are you ready?
Yes.
This will make you lose your lunch, some of this stuff. We're probably familiar with this one. It's from Dawson City in the Yukon. The Sour Toe Cocktail that dates back to 1972 when a man accidentally cut off his toe with a lawnmower. So as you do when you accidentally cut off your toe with a lawnmower, you go to the local bar and you donate the toe and they pickle it with alcohol. It's a tourist thing. It really is.
Because is it still there?
It's still there. If you go to Dawson City in the Yukon, you can see it for yourself.
Oh, no, I'm good. I think I'll get something else at the bar.
Okay. Well, maybe you want to try this. The Pruno. Sounds good, right? Pruno. Fancy. It's a wine made in prison, illegally. To make it, you save fruit from your meals, toss it into a plastic bag, you sweeten it with sugar, soda, maybe tomato sauce. You eventually add bread for yeast. As soon as it's done fermenting, it's strained through your shirt, your socks, or your underwear, and you drink it at room temperature. The prison wine.
Ugh. Oh, no, I'm good. I'll pass on that one, too.
All right. Well, maybe I'll interest you in a Mare's Milk Alcohol.
Oh, God, what is this one?
Mm-hmm. It's also called a kumis. Aficionados would know it as that. Yes. It's a semi-alcoholic drink made from horse's milk.
Okay, I guess that's not as bad as a, you know, pickled toe or toilet wine, but
yeah, I'm not touching it. All right. The cow pee soda. This is a thing. The cow pee soda.
Please just tell me that's because of the color.
No. Hindus came up with this about a decade ago because, of course, in the Hindu religion, cows are sacred.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it came to be. The soda apparently tastes like cola, although it is promoted as a health drink. I'm a pass.
I'm solid pass on right. That one.
We got two more options for you. The tuna tears shot.
Tuna tears?
Yes.
Like, I like tuna, but I don't want it crying because then it just makes me feel bad.
Well, the tuna tear shot is rice mixed with fluid from the eye of a tuna. It is, it's like a jelly-like consistency. It's poured out of a teapot, but more often than not, it's so thick you actually need to cut it with scissors. Yum.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't feel like I could do that consistency.
This is why Zoe and I are going to do a podcast for the rest of our lives and not open a bar.
Yeah, I was going to say never open a bar.
No, finally, Weird drinks from around the world. The tapeworm. It has mayonnaise in it. It's drizzled into a mixture of vodka, Tabasco, and black pepper.
The only reason I would drink that is if I could get a tapeworm and lose a bunch of weight. That's
weird
that
drinks
is the only reason.
From around the world. This is Yow, Y-O-W. It's your Ottawa webcast. Yowshow.ca. And now with your official forecast, here is Finn.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Well, the rain has stopped, or it is about to, but the sun is staying behind the clouds. The current temperature of 7 degrees is also today's high. The minimum temperature of -1 will be reached shortly after sunrise tomorrow morning. Thursday should be mainly sunny with a high of 10 degrees. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Friday Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Zoe is going to give you all kinds of options for things to do in and around the city, Ottawa, Gatineau, or just you, or the kids, or both. I can tell you tonight on stage, the Overflow Brewing Company, Laura Gagnon and Fabian Melanson, Seth Myers of the NAC tomorrow, 67, take on the Ice Dogs, and the Faces Magazine Awards Gala. Congrats to all the nominees. Finn will be our representative. He's also nominated for Best Podcast. Yesterday on the show, we asked you, you can magically fix one thing that Ottawa drivers do. And we got into a bit of a conversation about that. I didn't have a chance yesterday, though, to do the math. What do you,
okay.
Listener, what do you think is the number one biggest complaint amongst Ottawa drivers? We'll see if you're right in just a moment. All right. Here's your top 10. Stop using cell phones while you drive. It's not hard to tether your phone, guys. It's not.
It's also just fine to disconnect for your 20-minute drive. Like,
or just put it down. Yeah, there's that.
Like, come on.
And can we also say, holding a phone in your hand is not hands-free. Your hand is not free. Therefore, you are not hands-free. That's called speakerphone.
My biggest issue right now is people, I can clear as day see you looking down at your cup holder.
Oh, it's so obvious.
At your phone.
Your cup holder. Yeah, it's so obvious. And I.
Well, it's not in my hand. No, but when you're at the light and you're looking down and you're not paying attention to the light, that is not hands-free, eyes-free, whatever. Like,
people,
so, yeah. And
heed the warning, because there's new technology now. You know how the police cars drive around and they can automatically read your license plate? The cop doesn't have to type it in anymore. There's a reader on top. Well, now there's new technology that's already being used in England. They know when your cell phone screen is on. They can detect
it. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roundabouts. Nobody knows how to use roundabouts. That's the next biggest complaint. Headlights or lack thereof while you're driving at night.
I think you said before that manufacturers are bringing it in, and my manufacturer for my Honda, there's no option to have them off unless you're parked in someone's driveway.
Yeah, you drive a newer car, right?
Yes. Yeah. So there's the option to do off, but it flicks back into auto. Like, it's only a little quick thing. And then if I put the car in drive or reverse, the lights will come back on automatically. So
I just don't understand how someone can be driving up any road and be completely oblivious. Well, because the front lights come on, right? I think, you know, in older cars, the headlights come on. Well, yeah, but your back lights don't. And that's the problem. Tailgating is a big complaint people have. Being aware of cyclists. That's a two-way street, though. Okay. There's a lot of cyclists putting themselves at risk here, too.
Bad on both sides, in my opinion. And pedestrians, too, get factored into that.
Can we talk about people crossing the road, reading their cell phones? Speaking of, right?
Yeah. What happened to the look both ways, kids, before you cross the street?
No, mm-hmm. If you drive a car, it's 100% your responsibility. The rest of us can just be irresponsible in the world. Stopping. At red lights, stopping at stop signs. That's the number 5 complaint. Speeding and aggressive driving at number 4. Using your signals to change lanes. And yes, to turn. And also, newsflash, once you're in the turning lane and you have begun your turn, that is not the time to put the signal on. It's too late. I already know by then what you're doing.
Yeah, people are not. I find everyone in the city is very reactive and not proactive. And I think that needs to be driven home more in driving education, is being proactive.
This would all change if we saw more enforcement. But I mean, the cops, you know, they can only do so much. The left lane, far too many people driving in the left lane. That rule about, you know, keep right except to pass, that doesn't just apply to highways. That applies to any roadway with 2 lanes or more. You must move out of the left lane and let somebody pass.
Yep.
We'll get a cop on to clarify that one of these days. And also, The number one, not also, but the number one complaint our listeners had regarding Ottawa drivers. How to change lanes. How to do a basic thing like a zipper merge. I also must note the number of people that had never heard the term zipper merge. What?
I know. It's baffling to me because, like, I said it yesterday when we were on the show. I said, you know, people need to learn to zipper better. And, like, again, the proactive reactive argument all over. Like, it's just, oh.
Also, the best thing about zipper merge, it just makes me giggle because zipper. This is Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman.
Last night, I had the fantastic opportunity to drag Milky out of his studio and somewhere a little bit fancier
than
our typical Costco hot dog meeting. We were able to go to Chow Italia, and I cannot say more positive things about this place, honestly.
Zoe, I mean, you mentioned it on the show Friday, and I listen, I'm a homebody. I'm a bit of a recluse. I go out every Tuesday to No Forks Given. That's as far as I get to go. And yes, occasionally with you to Costco for a hot dog. That's the running joke on the show, by the way. Zoe and I have always had our meetings up until now for some reason or another. Why did we pick Costco?
I don't know. I think it was just central for the both of us, and it was just cheap and easy.
While we're here, have the $1.50 hot dog and drink. Anyway, we stepped it up big time last night. You actually mentioned on the show Friday that you'd been to Chow Italia a couple of times, and there was just something about the way you described it that I went, okay, I need to try this place. So last night, you and I did. Chow Italia, 641 Somerset Street West. What a cute little place. What are there, like 15 tables maybe? Something like that. So
yeah, and I mean, so we were in there sitting at the bar. There was a lovely younger couple, probably around my age. They were there having a cute romantic dinner. And then there was some gentlemen at the front table enjoying themselves. So
And you said it exactly right. It's a tiny little space, but when you're sitting at a table, there's just something about the ambiance. You're not hearing the conversations from the tables that are around you. It's really quite something. Alessandro is the owner. He is right out of Rome.
Yes. And just a fantastic human being. Absolutely just radiates positivity. The way he talks about his food and just like his restaurant, he has just this like glow, and it's just so wholesome. It's so nice to hear someone say they love what they do.
He could
like,
not stop
talking
about
that enough.
Yeah, he loves his food. He is a chef himself. He will certainly work in the kitchen every now and then, but he's got Justin working as the chef. We met Justin last night.
Phenomenal.
As well. Right. And what was it you had last night? You ordered it's called the Alessandro, but it was
So it's a beef stuffed tortellinis.
That's it.
It had prosciutto and mushrooms, peas with a cream sauce and Parmesan, fresh Parmesan and cracked pepper on top. And it's so good, guys. Every time I've gone, I've loved everything I've put in my mouth. So
yeah. Chow Italia Ottawa is their website. I have never made a noise quite like the noise that came out of me last night. You laughed.
Because I knew I had you hook, line, and sinker. Took one bite of that chicken parm, and the noise you let out, I was like, he's never going anywhere but here again.
This is not a paid endorsement, by the way, whatsoever. Yep. It was just a place Zoe's been to, and we thought, let's just go and check it out for ourselves, and we could not have been more pleased. So, Alessandro, thank you. Justin, thank you. Their Google reviews, over 100 of them. They have a 4.8 star review. I would recommend a recommendation Friday, Saturday especially, but they're open for lunch, they're open for dinner. Do us a favor, if you pop in, because Alessandro's our best buddy now.
Yes, we occupied his time way too much last night.
I mean, we had the espresso, we had the tiramisu, we had to sample it all. But if you take us up on our recommendation to try Chow Italia, could you just mention to Alessandro that you're there because you heard it on the Yow podcast? We'd really appreciate that. Chow Italia, 641 Somerset Street West. Let him know that Zoe and the Milkman sent you.
This is Josh from the Mayfair Theater. We're located at 1074 Bank Street near Sunnyside. The following are the films in our schedule from Friday, March 1st through Thursday, March 7th. Screening with us this week, The Teacher's Lounge. Oscar nominee for Best International Feature, 4 to 4 stars from Movie Nation. The Zone of Interest, Oscar nominee for Best Picture, International Feature, Directing, Adapted Screenplay, and Sound. The Ottawa premiere of Drugstore June, which Screen Rant calls hilarious. The Ottawa premiere of the 2024 New York Cat Film Fest, presented by Ottawa Stray Cat Rescue and Adopt Me Cat Rescue. Our John Carpenter Film Fest kicks off with the 1980 classic The Fog and the world premiere of The Path of Totality, written by Mayfair Theatre co-owner Ian Driscoll. For more information on these and other upcoming films, we can be found online at mayfairtheatre.ca, and you can listen to the weekly Mayfair Theatre podcast, available from your favorite podcast app.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
Horrible news to start the day today from Barrhaven. Just absolutely awful. Four children, two adults dead. Berrigan Drive in Barrhaven, one in hospital, and a suspect in custody. We will get more information on that, I'm sure. Our thoughts with, I mean, the neighbors, the family, obviously just horrific.
I think, like, by far one of the worst news stories I've ever seen come out. Like, we're a very safe city. Things like this obviously happen, but I've never seen anything this.
The only thing that makes it worse is the people who log on to social media and then offer their opinions on what must have happened. It's so gross.
Yeah, I saw it through Reddit this morning. I got the notification from the Ottawa Reddit page, and I was just from the get-go horrified that something like this.
You're supposed to get your information from the news nuggets on Yow, Ottawa webcast. Okay, all right. No one hurt when a Via Rail train from Toronto to Montreal caught fire yesterday near Cornwall.
Ooh, I see why they were begging the government for money to get new trains now.
Could we interest you in some LRT engines, maybe?
Yeah, I don't think they're interested in those.
They haven't caught fire. I'm just trying to see if we can create an opportunity.
Now you jinxed it. I got to knock on some wood.
Oh, no. The Queant Ferry opened this morning. That is the earliest opening ever for the Queant Ferry. Does that help you get to the Quebec side to visit Mr. Hanson?
No, I don't. I just take the bridges like most people. But it's sad to hear. I mean, it's like I know like some people are excited that it's almost spring, but I don't know. I don't feel like we really got a winter, so I'm kind of sad.
I know you're bummed, Miss Downhill Ski Superstar, etc. I'm delighted. I'm delighted. Zoe's also very upset today, by the way, because, well, curling season is over now. Spring has sprung, so we'll just, you know, close things down here at the rink.
Yeah. No, it was a mechanical failure. All right. So that I don't feel anyone could predict.
That's a good excuse. Yeah. Whoever came up with that, marketing genius. Yeah. Okay. But do you get to keep the trophy behind you? That's the question.
No, I do have to return it. I thought it would be an easier handoff next week when we were all together, but now I've got to arrange to go drop it off at someone's house. So, yeah.
Well, maybe you can take the long way and go past Ciao Italia yet again. All right. Yes. If you own a home, don't forget the vacant unit declaration deadline. You have to declare whether you live in it, whether a tenant's living in it, or whether it's empty. You just got to go online, ottawa.ca. They've sent you a snail mail about it. March 21st, the deadline. A late fee of $250 if you declare after the deadline. Speaking of deadlines, somebody missed the deadline to get the paperwork filed with the City of Ottawa for the St. Patrick's Day parade. So, there won't be one this year. In fact, it's the fifth straight year, but this year the reason why boils down to that. We didn't get the paperwork in until Valentine's Day. Too late.
Put the whoopie pies down, put the green beer down. And get your shit together. Come on. This is like, there's supposed to be more of one of a major sort of like, you know, festival thing. And you just drop the ball like that or drop the beer. Like, come on. You can't do that.
I love your observation on that, by the way. The punchline does kind of sit there in an obvious kind of way.
They were asking for it.
Uh-huh. Don't forget, we spring forward this weekend. A lot of confusion over that. People keep, you know, they post the share. If I could turn back time, don't forget to turn back time this weekend. No, you go forward this weekend.
Now I just want to put like a forward clip of that song. Turn back time.
Here's how you'll remember it. You spring forward, bringing you 1 hour closer to April 1st when the carbon tax goes up by 23%. You're welcome. And of course, the Sens lost to Anaheim last night. They're back at it again tonight, 10 p.m., taking on the Los Angeles Kings. Those are your news nuggets for Thursday. Now let's check in with Power Coach Susie.
Breathing deeply will elevate your mood and your energy. There's no doubt. It's a natural empowerment tool at your disposal anytime and anywhere you need it. Practicing regular deep breathing exercises with or without meditation can boost your mental, emotional, and physical well-being, helping you to maintain a positive outlook and energetic approach to life. It's the life hack you've all been waiting for. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
We see it all the time. Parents who attend sporting events, cheering on their kids, etc., get a little too into it, get a little carried away. I'm sure. Well, you played soccer and stuff too. I'm sure. Have you ever experienced parents like on the sidelines fighting each other?
Playing, but when I was helping out at a hockey rink, checking people in during COVID, and only the players who needed to go practice were allowed in the arena because of the precarious time we were in, I felt at some points I was going to be going to blows with some of the parents because they just were not accepting the rules and were like, I need to go watch my 17-year-old son practice. And it's like, no, you don't. Go sit in the parking lot and drink with the rest of the parents. All right.
He's 17, mommy. He'll be fine.
He'll survive. Okay. Jesus.
Well, I've seen so many stories on this, you know, parents going after referees and things like that. I don't understand, you know, how people can control themselves, but I also understand how carried away sports fans get in general. This story to me, kind of is taking the cake in this moment. So a fight occurred between two hockey moms at a minor hockey league game in Sturgeon Falls, not far from here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the team's moms, I guess, has a bit of a reputation for starting verbal altercations as her kid plays hockey.
That's not what you want.
No. Karen's got a bit of a reputation. Anyway,
yeah, you don't want that.
and I say Karen with a Q, okay? Karen with a K. I'm Karen with a Q, just so you're not mad at me, too. And we don't have to
what
have this kind of a fight.
What about the ones with
C's? Well, those are a whole other breed. Yeah. Anyway, so she's smack-talking about how it took the other team 4 years to finally beat her son's team.
Oh, God.
The other team's parents, of course, are all, just sit down. Like, just
stop,
right? But she wouldn't. She kept at it. Well, eventually, one of the opposing team's moms had enough, smacked her with a cowbell.
Oh, wow. She definitely rang her bell good with that one. Jeez. Well, you left it open for a pun. I had to stick it in there.
I should know about a cowbell. Can you? I mean, why not, right? It's there. It's handy.
Definitely
anyway.
Bigger than the majority of bells you probably could have been hit with, but
congratulations to the Wolves, by the way. They finally won one against the Stings. 5-1 the final. Don't forget, we're available on Apple, Spotify, Google. If you subscribe to the podcast, especially on Spotify, I think that's what the world defaults to for podcasts. It'll notify you on your phone every single day that there are new episodes. This is a show we've been doing for a while, Zoe and I, but we've now sort of changed the focus to make sure that we talk as much about things going on in and around Ottawa as possible. We're hearing from bands, we're hearing from authors, other podcasters, other local notables. That's what we want. We don't want to talk about your restaurants, etc., on this podcast. So do reach out to us, YOW, YOW, just like our airport code, YOW, your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca is the website. Before we go, I see a tremendous opportunity for you and I to maybe get a little bit of notoriety by doing something completely silly. And I think if there's anybody who's going to be down for this, it's going to be you, Zoe Thorne.
You know, I like to beat records.
That's true. You are competitive. And I'm, mm-hmm. we're both ridiculous, actually. I was going to say, I'm ridiculous. We're both ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So 314 is the area code for St. Louis. Okay. And every year they celebrate 314, March 14th.
Okay.
Okay. In St. Louis, that's 314 day. A local museum in St. Louis every year goes after a Guinness World Record title. They hold the Guinness World Record for largest pencil, the largest seesaw, the largest tennis racket.
All right.
Well, this year, to celebrate in the 314, they're hoping to set a new Guinness World Record for most people wearing underwear on their head.
I hope it's clean.
Can I wear the crotchless ones? Really? Just look at the scarf. This record, by the way, is not insurmountable. 270 is the current record. Surely we can find more than 271 people to put underwear on their head just to set a Guinness World Record. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd assume so. I mean, we got a million people here in Ottawa and then some, so.
You know, come to think of it, last time I was in the Byward Market, I think I saw at least three people walking around with underwear on their heads. So this
that was for different reasons, Milky, and a whole other topic.
We appreciate you tuning in. This is Yow, Y-O-W, your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.